B'shem Hashem, Kel Olam, in the name of Hashem, the God of the world, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hat Libi El Edoisecha, turn my heart towards your testimonies, towards your Torah, Ba'al Batza, and not to money. Sefer Achad Asar, the 11th of the 14 Sifrei Yad HaChazaka, B'hu Sefer Nezikin is the Book of Damages. Where Hilchos of Chamesh, there's five halachic categories, the B'deo Sidur, and their order is Hilchos Niske Mamon, the laws of monetary damages, Hilchos Geneva, the laws of theft, Hilchos Gezeilah V'Aveid, the laws of robbery and of loss, Hilchos Chayv L'Mazik, the laws of damages and injury, and Hilchos Ritzeach, the laws of murder, Ushmiras Nafesh, and protecting one's soul. And that would begin the first of the five halachas, Hilchos Niske Mamon, the laws of monetary damages. Which Yesh B'chlol and Arba Mitzvah say, in their category, there's four positive commandments. V'zeh Prat, and these are the specifics. Aleph, number one, Din Hasher, the laws of an ox. Bays, the second is Din HaHever, the laws of an animal when as it grazes. Gimel, the third one is Din HaBar, the laws of the pit. And Dal, number four, is Din HaBe'er, the laws of a fire. These are the four categories of damages, of monetary damages from one's monies. Uber Mitzvah Eilu, and the explanation of these mitzvahs of the Prokem Eilu are in these chapters, where there are 14 chapters. Perek Aleph, which is the one we're learning now, is the Klali Niske Behemah, the general categories of damages from one's animal. Perek Beis Tehei discusses regarding damages of Shein and Regel, of when the animal eats or damages as it's walking. Perek Vav Tetes discusses regarding the damages of Keren, which is what we call Shor, with Goren with its horn and its monetary payments. Perek Yud and Yud Aleph discussed regarding an animal that kills a person. Perek Yud Beis and Yud Gimel discussed regarding the damages of a pit. And Perek Yud Aleph discusses the damages of the fire. And that would begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, like it says, the general categories of the damages that comes to one's animal. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the payments regarding the damages incurred through one's animal. Kol Nefesh Chaya, any living creature, She Beshuse Shal Adam Shazika, that's in the domain of a person that damages, the owners are obligated to pay. Because their money has caused damage. Like says the pasuk in Shemais, that when the ox of a person gores, as Sheir Ehu, the ox of his friend, the Torah mandates a payment. Now, Echad Ashar, the truth is, this is whether if it's an ox, but Echad Shar Behema, whether other animal, wild animal, or able bird. The pasuk is not talking specifically regarding an ox. It's just what's common. What's common is that the damages will be happening through such an animal like an ox. Halacha base. Now, how much does one pay? So it depends. If it damage in things that is normal for this animal to constantly be doing, so according to the custom of its nature, how it was created, for example, if an animal eats straw or a pile of grain that was harvested. Oy, shezika baraglo, or a different category. Or if it damaged with its feet, bederech ilucha, in the way that it walks. So these are the norm. Chayiv l'sham nezik sham. So the owner has to pay the full amount of damages. Again, because it's to be expected that the animal would do this, and he has to protect from it doing it. Min hayafa sheben chasaf, and the best of his properties when he gives the payment. Shem like says the pasuk, meitav sedeu, meitav karmi sham, the best of his field, the best of his vineyard, he has to pay. It's called idis, it's a gift from the best. Now, Vim Shinsa, but if let's say the animal deviated, V'asa Maisim, did action, Shein Darka Lasayis and Tamar, which not the norm, it doesn't always do such type of actions, V'ziko Bohem, the damage through that, Kugayim, for example, Shor Shenogach, if an ox gores, which is taking its horns and rushing into something, or Yinoshach, or biting, Chayiv, L'sham Chatzinazik, then the obligation of the owner is only to pay half the damages. Moreover, it's only Meguf HaMazik Atzmai. You only have to take it from the principle of the damaging animal itself. Shlomo says in the pasuk over there, "Mochre es asher achai," that they sell the living ox, the one that gored, v'chotzu es kaspei v'gam, and they split its monies in half, etc., which is specifically about a certain type of a case. But that is the chatzei nezek, the half the damage is only from the living animal itself, from the animal that actually damaged. As Ram illustrates, halacha gimel ketzer hasar. Shor shav amana. Let's say there was an ox worth 100 silver dinar. Shenogach l'shor shav esr. We gored an ox that was only worth 20 dinar, v'hemisei, and they killed it. Now, v'harei hanaveh l'shav arba, the dead animal still has some value. It's worth 4 zuzim. Baal hashor chayv l'sham shemayna. So the owner of the ox, the one that gored, has to pay 8 dinarim to the owner of the victim. Shuchatzei hanezek, which that's half the damages. Because the animal is worth 20. So half would be 10. However, that wasn't the full amount of the damage. The damage was only 16 because the guy still has his nevela, which is worth 4. So that's 16. Half of 16 is 8. That's how much the owner of the ox has to pay. Moreover, the second half of the halacha that we said, he only has to pay, not from his pockets, only from the actual ox itself that gored. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, that they sell the living ox, in contrast to Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karmi Yishalm, which that's said by Shein Regel, by Karen, by Mishunah, which is that of the goring, is only Chatzin Nezik, and it's also only from the principle of the attacker. Lafikach, therefore, im hei mishur shaba esrim, let's say it killed an ox worth 20 zuz. If an ox worth 20 killed, l'shur shaba mesayim, the other way around, the perpetrator was a very poor valued animal worth only 20 zuz, and it actually gored and killed a shur shaba mesayim, an ox worth 200 zuz. Nevela shav amana, now the nevela, it's a very expensive animal, high quality, so the meat, whatever it is worth 100 zuz. Ein bala nevela yochel loyim la bala chai, so the owner of the dead animal cannot tell the owner of the living animal, tell me chamishim, give me 50. Yeah, the damage is 100, because if it was worth 200, now it's only worth 100, so the damage is 100, chatzi nezek is 50. No. Eloyim la, rather he tells him, meaning the owner of the ox that gored, could tell the victim, Hare Shersha Hizaglavanach, look, the ox that gored, the damage is in front of you. Kachivalech, take it and go. Because Afilay Nashavela dinner. Even if that ox that gored is only worth a dinner, it doesn't make a difference because you could only collect up until what's in the actual value of the ox that gored. So if the ox is worth 20, even if the damage is of the Chatzin Nezik gets 50, he could only collect up until 20, or even a dinner, and anything similar like that, that already illustrates this halacha of Karen, which is Chatzin Nezik Migufa. Halacha Dalet continues regarding, even in Karen itself, you really have both of the Nezik Shalom and the Chatzin Nezik. You have what's called Tam and Mood. Ha'isa Maisa Shadarka Lasaisa Tamid Kiminik Briyasi. Now, in general, like we mentioned before, if an animal does something that it's normal for it to constantly be doing according to the custom of its creation, hu anikra mu'ud, that already intrinsically is called that the owner is forewarned that this animal is going to do this because this is what it always does. Now, v'mashana, now when it deviates, v'asa ma'isa she'indach kol mini la'asos kein tamid, and it does an action that's not the normal for all types of a species to be constantly doing such a thing. Kugan she'shanaga chayinoshach, like if the ox gores or if it bites, hu anikra tam. That's called simple. Which means to say, we would not have expected this from this animal. Now, v'zamashana. Now, this animal that does something deviated, changes. Imhirgal b'shinuyi pomerabas, if it's already custom, a habit in its deviation, in its distortion, having done this already but a few times, oh, nasamuit. So now this animal, through extrinsic incorporation, it already becomes a forewarned for its own ruler, for the thing that it got accustomed to, kushanim, it says in the pasuk. Or you find out that it is an ox that gores. That's what the pasuk says, shalom yisham shor techas asher, which is nezik shom, you have to pay the full amount. So there's two types of mu'ud. We have that which is, that's how it's normal, which is an animal to eat, let's say straw, that's shein. Or you could have an action which is not the norm, but it became the norm of this animal because it already did it a few times, that would also make it into a mu'ud. Halacha hei, chamisha ma'isim tamim yesh bebehema. There are five simple acts, which means to say, we're not really expecting it, and therefore it's Mishuna, and hence, like in the category of Karen, that the yesh behem that there is by the animal. But vimhuado la'achad mehem, but if it became a mu'ud for one of them, which means to say it already did that deviated action a few times, then nasa mu'ed des lo'isa ma'asa, it becomes specifically a mu'ud for that action. Ve'ilohem, what are these things? So abehema in mu'ed des mitichlas, an animal is not considered forewarned, like as if we should expect it, from the beginning, lo'ligach, not to gore, with its horn, v'leiligiv, not to go ahead and gore with it one of its body parts, v'leilishich, not to bite, v'leilibritz al kelim gedoim, not to lay down on large vessels, v'leilibit, and not to kick. So these are all considered not the norm. Now, v'imhu adil achbem, but if it became a mu'ud for one of them, meaning it did it a bunch of times, harizim mu'ed disloy, then it's going to be considered a mu'ud for that one, and then it will be chayiv nezik shalom. Now, aval hashein, in contrast with the teeth of the animal, Mu'edis mitchilasa, its initial is considered mu'ed, lechalis arola, to eat what's fit for it. It's normal for an animal to eat good food that's there. V'regel mu'edis mitchilasa, and it's also normal for the legs of an animal, which is considered an av hamazik, a primary category of damages, l'shava b'derech halucha, to break as it's walking. It's also normal for an animal from its inception to lay down on small jugs and things like that and to crush them. That would be considered as a mood, as Nezek Shalom. Halacha Vav. There are five types of animals that are mu'adin mitchilas b'riyasim, that they are actually mu'ad from the beginning of the creation, lahazik, to damage in whatever way, even intentionally, which is not the norm for, let's say, a shayr, but five types of creatures are considered already forewarned for all types of damages, even if they were domesticated, even if one brought it up in its house and it's not, so to speak, its norm, but it's in its nature of that creature. If they damage or himisu or they kill b'negicha with goring or b'neshicha with biting or drisa or with clawing or kizim and things like that, which a regular animal would be chatzin nezik, would be mishuna, these animals would be the norm, and therefore chayev nezik sham, the owner would be liable for the full damages. And these are the five creatures: hazeev, the wolf; bari, the lion; b'hadoiv, the bear; b'hanomer, b'abardlus, either it's the tiger and the leopard, or it's a leopard and a cheetah. But those are the five types. Emechen anochash anochash shach. So to a snake that bites, osari is a mood. So it's considered mood. B'fulah hoyu ben tarbus, even if it was domesticated, still these animals always has that in its nature to do this damage. Halacha Zayin says that the laws of damages also depend on the location of the damage. So kol mu'ud, like we said, all mu'ud misham nezik shalom, pays the full damages min hayafesh v'nechasav, from the best of the assets that the perpetrator has. V'chol tam, whereas we said when it's unexpected, misham chatzin nezik meguf, pays only half the damages, only from the principle of the damaging party. Now, b'medvim, when do we say this, that the owner of the shor is obligated and liable in all the damages of his ox? Is b'shenichnasa behem l'shus hanizik. If his animal went into the property of the victim, Vizakasu, and the damage over there. Aval ba'adim nechnes ha'nizik l'shosam azik. Let's say the property of the victim, let's say his ox, went into the property of the mazik, of the damaging party's property. Vizakasu behem tushab alabayis, and then the owner of the homeowner went and damaged the victim's animal. Here's a pot alcohol. Then he's exempt for everything, because he could tell the victim, look, iluna loy nechnas l'shusi, had you not entered into my domain, which you had no right to, no damage would have came to you. But in Mefurish Batan, it's actually explicit in the Torah, which says Vishilach as Beidoi, that he sends forth his animal, Ubir Bisteach, and he grazes another animal of someone else. In other words, in the victim's property, that's where he's liable. But if the victim came to him and to his property, he's going to be exempt. Halacha Ches. Hizika Bishusarab. Let's say the damage took place in the public domain. Or in a property in the courtyard that's neither one of theirs. Loyla Mazik, Loyla Nizik. It's not the Mazik and the perpetrator, and not to the victims, neither one of their properties. Someone else's. Or actually, it's a courtyard shared by both of them. Now, it's designated where people would put their produce over there, and where they would bring in their animals over there. For example, like a wide open field or a valley, things like that. So, if it's with its teeth or its leg, it damaged in the normal way, here's a pot, he's going to be exempt. Why? Because its animal has permission to go here and here. And it's normal for an animal to go and to eat in this normal way, or the shab v'derech luch, and to break as it's walking. And the owner of the produce knew this, and it was his responsibility to protect, because everyone had a right to also bring their animals over here. Now, v'mnogcha, but let's say the animal pushed, if it gored or neck forward, pushed with its body, or roughed, or it's laid down, or bought, or kicked, or nashcha, or bit. So that's karen, that's already deviant behavior. So even though he has a right to be there, but not to do things what is not expected. So in tamahi, if it's from the first few times, mishal mechatzin nezik, then the owner pays half the damages, b'mu'edes, then nezik shalom, then he pays the full damages, because again, that's not something that anyone has a right for, and therefore that's unexpected, and therefore he has to pay. Halacha tes. Haysa chatzah shoshneim. Let's say the courtyard was of both of them, but it was miyachadus l'peiros. It was only designated for people to bring in their produce, but loy l'hachnas b'behema, and not to bring in your animal. And then one of the partners did bring in his animal without permission, and it damaged. Oh, then chayv afal al shein maregel. Then he's going to be liable even for shein maregel, because you don't have a right for your animal to be there, even though it's normal for it to eat or to damage as it's going, but it's not supposed to be over there. And v'chein m'hoisim yichadus l'behema l'shneim. So to, let's say, if it was designated for both their animals, but only one of them had permission in the agreement, to bring in over the here's produce, the zika, and then the other one's animal damaged his produce, The owner of that ox is going to be liable for the what it eats and what it damages as it's walking, because since only the partner, one of them, has permission to put in his produce, so regarding that, it's considered like chatzar nizik. It's considered like only his property regarding the damages of chain, and therefore, just like chain the regal is chayiv b'shus hanizik, here also that person is going to be chayiv, even though he had permission to bring in his animal over there. Halacha Yud continues with the primary categories, what's called aves, and the secondary categories called teilodis, which are derivatives. So shleisha aves nizikin bashar. There's three primary categories of damages in the animal of bashar regarding an ox. Hakeren, the horns, which is goring, vashein, and the teeth, which is eating, varegel, and its feet, which is damages as it's walking. Now, each one has also, as an av, its primary category, has teilodis, has what's called children, but derivatives. Teilodis hakeren. The derivatives of the mazik of the horns, which are actions of damages which are done through, not necessarily with the horn, but still they have a locha like keren because they're similar to it in the sense of that they're not the norm and its intent is to damage, which are negifa, which is pushing with its body, neshicha, biting, revitza, laying down on something, beita, and kicking it. Those are toldos of keren. Now, then you have toldos hashen, derivative of the abamazik of shein, which is any damage which the animal has pleasure as it's damaging, which is what it does with its teeth when it's eating something. So, let's say the animal is rubbing, scraping itself against the wall for its pleasure. And now it caused damage when it was scrubbing itself against the wall. Or let's say it made produce filthy when it was getting pleasure. Let's say it was rolling around and getting pleasure. Those are all derivatives of the avamazik of shein. Told us a regal, the derivative of the avamazik of regal, which is anything which its damages is common and the animal is not intending to damage, is hezika begufa derchelucha. Let's say damage with its body as it is walking, so it's not with its feet, but it's also with its body, or shezika besa'ara derchelucha, or damage with its hair when it was walking, or kishka shabesnava, or wagged its tail, or beukav shaleha, or the saddle that's on it, or beprumbi shabepia, or the bit which is in its mouth, which is keeps the animal saddled, or the bell that's on its neck. These are all normal for it to cause damage as it's walking. So to a donkey which damaged with its load that's on it as it's walking, or a calf that's drawing a cart, which it damaged as it was pulling it. Told us all these are derivatives of the mazik called regal, with damaging as it, with its feet as it's walking. And therefore, b'shas Rambam turn, they're exempt in the public domain, as we'll see, that's learned out from the pasuk, and these are derivatives of that. And the b'shas nizik, misham nizik shalom, whereas in the domain of the nizik, of the victim, then they have to pay a full damage, which is like shein regel, in contrast to that of karen. Halacha Yirav concludes regarding what happens if, in a situation where we're not sure if it's karen or we're not sure if it's regel. How so? So kishkesh biznava kishkesh rav. Let's say, we said wagging the tail is considered derivative of regel. But it wagged it very strong. It doesn't usually wag it so strong like a weapon. And it caused damage in the public domain, which Karen is chayev, but Shein Regel is pater. Well, let's say it wagged with its reproductive organ, b'shus harabim, in the public domain, b'zik, and it caused damage, which also not really the norm, but on some level, kishkesha is normal. So pater is exempt, because since it's a situation of doubt, we're going to exempt him because we can't obligate until we know definitively. But if let's say the victim, he grabbed from the assets of the damager, well then, then he has collected half the damages from what he grabbed, meaning can't be the full damages because of manshach. If it's Karen, so good, so then there's a liability in Shas Rambam that will only be chatzi nezik because Karen's only chatzi nezik. It would be regal, which is chayv nezik sham, it would be potter because regal is totally exempt in Shas Rambam. So, from the half the damages, what he grabbed, that he could hold on to, because shezeh hadava safeku, because this situation is a situation of doubt. On the one hand, do we say emelu told us a karen? Would we say it's a derivative of a karen because it's not so normal the way it's wagging it so strong? Shechayv lebishosram that it would be a liability lebishosram of the chatzin nezik, or told us a regal, or maybe it's a derivative of regal shapat lebishosram because ultimately it does usually wag, which you're exempt from shosram. Kamesh Ban like we explain in halacha ches. So because of that, we always say okay, we're not going to remove it from the status quo. So to make him pay, we can't make him pay. But if the guy grabbed it away, we also say, okay, now he has it. Status quo is he gets to hold on to it.